Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Q&A Selling Online. Today, I'm not recording from the studio. I am actually in Banff right now with the family. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a clip that I recorded while coming up the mountains. So the sound, just bear with me, the sound is not going to be good. The sound, it was recorded with the iPhone recorder, and it was just a on the moment kind of thing. And it was the wife and I, and the kids were sleeping in the back. So I decided to make a show on the road. Okay, with no further ado, here's today's clip. Okay, everybody, thank you very much.
Hello, everybody. Quinn here. Today, the show is on the road. I'm on my way to British Columbia, Canada. I am currently in Banff, and this is a beautiful spot. So I don't know if I'm going to have time to podcast and read one of the questions today. I'm just going to have a quick story here. I have twins, a boy and a girl that are just a few weeks old. And then I have one girl that's almost four. And they're all behind me right now in their car seats. And all of them are sleeping. And the wife is awake. She's the one looking at the road. And about 10 minutes ago, a phone rang. So I answered my phone. And it was one of my partners. So I, besides this private label and these online businesses, I have a physical business, and I have two partners. It's a very successful business up in Alberta. So we have a kitchen cabinet business. It's just a really, really good business, and the perfect time to be on it. In it, I mean, we're rebuilding the city that burnt a couple years ago, or just last year. Anyway, my partner called and saw that one of my products became, since yesterday, the number one new release on Amazon. And I was so excited to get one of those badges, number one new release on Amazon. And today I don't have the badge anymore. I am third right now, so the badge disappears. But it's still up there. Third is still very good. So anyway, yeah, my partner called me and he was congratulating me. And then the story that he told me, what got me so excited was, he just came back from a trip from Vegas. And while he was there, he said he was at this store and there was a great deal. There were some sunglasses and they're on sale. And they were $4.99 and the regular $39.99. So he figured that, you know, I could buy these glasses and then just sell them again. They're brand new, still have the tag, all that. So he did it, and he sold them. And he was listening to my podcast about retail arbitrage, coincidentally, as he sold them. And he called me and he said, I just did retail arbitrage. I listened to your podcast, and that's exactly what I just did. So he was so excited, and he actually enjoyed it. And like, I don't know if all of you listening have done that before. You know the feeling that when you do sell it and you know that, oh, I did it, it could be addicting. And that's how a lot of people get into retail arbitrage, or just basically online selling. A lot of people get into it just by that little bug that gets you addicted to the physical selling of something, and knowing that somewhere there's somebody that in their house has your product now on their kitchen counter, or somebody right now has your product. It's just, I don't know. Anyway, I got super excited when he told me that. It was such a neat story. I hope that if any of you have some cool stories like that, please get a hold of me. Let me know that. I'll mention those. This doesn't have to be just questions here. Go ahead, let me know. You can contact me. Go to qaSellingOnline.com. Or, this one's pretty easy, quinn@quinnamorum.com. All right, guys, take it easy, and please go out there and profit. Thank you.